all the time and all I got is 4 minutes. 4 minutes. I'm all the time and all I got is 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
Good morning, Ventura, and welcome to Fun with HR, the show where we feature you and sprinkle in some human resources. Yes, I know sometimes we may feel like we only have 4 minutes to save the world one HR matter at a time, but you have to ask, who are we? Because this is our inaugural episode. So we are the HR firm, a family-owned and operated company led by yours truly, but you may know us as Rosandra, Mom and Dad, and Jeff Hada. We work with companies that want to be compliant with local, state, and federal law as they grow. We have been in the community for 10 years, and we've gotten to know many of you through the process. And boy, do we have stories for you.
I know that Rosandra often says there's a book in her, and I believe that, hearing stories over the past 10 years. And we want to start our show today with a true icon in our community, and that's Tom Spence, KVTA's morning show host, that everybody thinks they know, but how much do we really know about Spence? Good morning, Spence.
Good morning. How are you folks?
We're doing really well, and we're so happy that you're the first guest on our show. I couldn't have thought anybody more appropriate than you.
Well, it's nice to have you guys on board, and it's going to be a great show every Saturday morning at 8.
And what we want to talk to you about today, though, is this crazy thing you're doing. You're doing 10,000 push-ups in the month of August. Are you insane, my friend?
That's what you get for watching YouTube.
I'm tired just hearing about it.
I saw all these competitions and all of these challenges, and there was a few, like, really, really good ones. There was a few curious ones. One was 100 push-ups a day, and I thought, come on, really? And so I just had to figure out a nice round number, so I came up with the 10,000 for the month of August.
Now, I know you're doing 10,000, but it's not just because you want to do it. I know it's because you're raising money for City Center. Out of all the nonprofits that you're associated with, because I know all of the nonprofits, including nonprofits that I do work for, come into your show. So how did you come upon doing this for City Center?
Well, with the City Center, they take homeless families off of the street. And they put them through, like, let's say there's a drug addiction issue, alcohol addiction. They make sure they go through rehab. Then once they're rehabbed from their addiction, they put them into the program. They provide shelter for the kids, shelter for, obviously, the parents, education. They get them retrained for a job. They provide transportation. They get them work. It's really a fantastic group. And the one thing that I really, really get concerned about is we talk about the homeless. When you talk about homeless families, that's sort of a misnomer. 80% are women with children. 80% are women with children. That's horrible. That's terrible. And I say to all the guys out there, this is the time you should contribute a little bit. A lot of these women have suffered domestic abuse. They've been loss of job. There could have been bad health. And they end up out on the street, and nobody does nothing but complain. And everybody says, oh, the homeless. They're so horrible. They get in the way. They mess up, the city. Well, there can be some truth in that. But the real truth in that is they're just trying to find their way to. Jim Duran and the City Center does a fantastic job. You know, they have a 100% success rate at City Center.
How do people donate to you? How do we help you?
I put up my Facebooks where I try to do video of the Facebooks. I realize if you video 323 push-ups, it takes a while. First video was like 15 minutes. And it's not the most, watching the marathon on TV is one thing, but watching me do 323 push-ups isn't exactly gripping entertainment. So I ended up doing the
fast video.
Exactly. And so there you can do it in about 30 seconds. So I put up the videos, and I also put up a link directly to my push-up challenge. What I'm also challenging people to do is get in shape, do something, whatever it is. So maybe you could challenge yourself to walk 30 minutes a day in your neighborhood, go to the beach, do some swimming, do some planking, great exercise, and just find a way to get yourself healthy. And the component of having a charity attached to it with Jim Duran. Every time Jim comes in this room, something good happens. So we just wanted to make that part of it, too. So direct to the City Center, you will see the Tom Spence Push-Up Challenge, and you can make a donation. We greatly appreciate all of the help. And it's just one more way that we can give back, but make sure that it goes through a proper way to get people off the street, get them healthy, get them retrained, rather than just handing somebody a 20 to go to eat. or do something else.
Are you the only one doing this, or is it a family affair?
I am the only one doing the push-ups. Yes, nobody else jumped in on that one. So KVTA is supporting me, and that's great. And I've got a lot of friends in the community. The Ventura Downtown Lions are spectacular, and we've had a great reaction from Rotary and a lot of the other groups in the community. So the group is basically me doing the push-ups, but there's a lot of people out there that are throwing in cash, and we really, really do appreciate it. And just, I have no idea how much left this, no clue whatsoever, but it will end on the 31st, and by then I think it'll be 10,013 push-ups.
So Cole's in pretty good shape, being the hockey player he is. He didn't want to participate in this with you?
He wants to watch and film. He wants to videotape. If there's not skates involved.
That's what I would want to do.
Smart man.
Yeah.
If there's not skates involved, he doesn't really want to be doing it. But, he's fit. He's in good shape. And since I'm old, I decided I had to get back into shape. And, that's
what
I'm doing.
Oh, the COVID-20.
Maybe even more.
It's yes, okay.
It is okay. It's okay. We just got to get back at it, get back into, a proper way of existing and being nice to people and being kind and just finding a way to help out. And I always say, if this isn't the charity for you, find one. Just find one charity. I know we're hounded constantly by people asking for money for different causes. But rather than just blow them all off, pick one and concentrate on that and make it your thing. And this is the one that we picked for this season.
What's next?
What's next is the foster children. That's what we do in September, October, November. Foster kids of Ventura County, these are court-appointed foster kids, which means they've had to be taken away from their parents in many situations because of drug, alcohol, domestic abuse. But the good news is they rehab the parents, they get the kids in good shape, and they reunite the families. They are not there to take children from parents. They are there to settle a situation that's dangerous and make sure everything's okay and reunite the parents. So these foster kids could be in foster care for 2 weeks, 6 months, a year, but the whole, the direct message is let's get families back together.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I know that I feel like I've watched your kids grow up just because you share so much about them. What about that amazing wife of yours?
Yeah, she is something else. And I met her here, actually. And she has, she's a cancer survivor herself, and she's done wonders over the years taking care of the kids and working and being that person when I'm not there, which is often. I'm always out doing something. And but it's a good team effort for the kids. Cole is going to be 19. Aubrey's about to turn 14.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm an old daddy.
Oh, my goodness. So tell me, one of the things that I've always wondered is why radio? How did you get into radio?
Radio started when I was working with the Caneo Valley Unified School District. And I was going to be a journalist. And there was some guy working with me that was talking about getting into radio. And he was going to one of those, used to see the commercials on TV where the guy was out there and he looked at the camera. Does this look like fun to you? And you went into this radio school. And it was, some people did get success off those. Don Martin was one of the radio guys back then. And I thought, what about this? So I went to Moorpark College and they had a radio program. And that's how it started. Basically started because I like music. I can't play anything. Literally cannot play any instrument, but I listen to every, when people say they listen to all music, I actually do. And in my life, my first job was 2 years with a classical music station, KUSC. And then I actually worked on a hip hop station for 6 months. And they realized, but it was fun. It was really fun. I worked in country. I worked in, what would be adult contemporary. I worked in rock and roll. I worked swing music, jazz. I've just worked every single format known to man, and then this is the one that I fell upon because you get irritated sometimes when you're at a music radio station and you don't think they're playing the right music, and it gets kind of weird. So I ended up on talk, and I've been doing this for about 15 years.
What's in your car right now? What are you listening to?
Oh, what I listen to right now is funny. I binged Lyle Lovett yesterday, and today it was a David Bowie run, TVC15, Stay, love David Bowie, Adrian Belew, the whole group, and that's it. But I'm trying to get back into my jazz thing again, but jazz confuses the heck out of me. It's like such bizarre music, and then you find one. I would just recommend everybody, if you want a nice entry into classical music, I do Kind of Blue by Miles Davis. Mm. Those songs, you've heard a lot of the songs on it, and it's not one of those, I don't know if anybody ever played in band, but with jazz sometimes, and you said, what? Are they making mistakes? Is this okay? So it's weird, but I feel I should know it, just like classical music.
Oh, you make me feel good because, you know, I have Barry Manilow right now.
Hey, Even Now, Daybreak. Oh. I love those songs.
Yeah, I don't know if people want to. I don't know if people want to hear me sing it, but I know I rock it.
You know, I want to hear you sing it somewhere down the road.
Of course, not today. Today is all about you.
Thank you. Well, that's lovely and that's nice. But once again, find a charity that you do enjoy and listen to music that's outside the box. Don't get stuck in your own lane. Just every once in a while, it's the beauty of YouTube. Just go in there and type something in. You know, just find something and go on a run.
Hey, Tom, before we end this, do you have a goal for how much you want to raise for this challenge?
This is a good one because I absolutely have no clue. This is untested waters on that. With the Children's Services Auxiliary, which is the foster kids, we usually set a goal at $30,000. Last year was tough because of COVID, but I don't know. I really don't know. I don't even know how much is in there yet because I don't have a back door to check how many donations have been made. So it is a, you know, obviously it would be great to get a buck a push up. That's a big ask, but some people have made donations like that. So a fine, fine question. I really consider it, I don't know, it's impossible to answer. Jim came in and he was very happy with what was going on. So it's just a delight not only to contribute towards the cause, but also make people aware of the cause. And I think that's two functions of a charity and an effort, is to make people aware that this is out there to help people and also that you can contribute directly.
Well, that sounds like a challenge for both you and the county.
Yes.
Let's see how much we can help you grow.
And I would like to grow a lot more. Yes, certainly, and especially in this area. So anybody who wants to help out, check out my Facebook page, and I'm going to be posting it up on the KVTA main Facebook page later on this morning.
And thank you for coming on, Spence. And I really would like to see the county support you as you've supported the county over all these years, because you are always so generous with your airtime. Fun with HR is brought to you by the HR firm. You could reach us at 805-835-FIRM. That's 805-835-3476. If you have employees, you have issues. Thank you.
Every business owner knows employees can be your biggest asset and your biggest liability. That's why you need to know for sure that your company is compliant with today's ever-changing laws. The HR firm is the premier human resource consulting firm in Ventura County, specializing in working with small to mid-sized companies. The HR firm provides everything you need to keep your company compliant, from handbooks to policies and procedures to workers' compensation claim management. We've got you covered. They offer a complimentary one-hour consultation for new clients. As your local HR consultant, they're just a phone call away. For more information, contact them at info@thehrfirm.com or at 805-835-3476. Because if you have employees, you have issues. Hey employers, are you tired of spending your valuable time posting jobs on the job boards? Are you tired of looking through resumes to find that one diamond in the rough? Your time is way too valuable, so let the professionals at Atharva Workforce find that diamond in the rough for you. Spend more time on your business and less time looking for those employees. Call Atharva Workforce at 805-826-0033.
Welcome back to Fun with HR. And our next segment, we're going to be talking about a scam that's going on right now in Ventura County. It's a phone phishing scam. And Rosandra, we just became aware of this past week.
Yes, actually by mistake.
Quite by mistake.
So it's always interesting to get those phone calls that say, hey, we need you to come to ... because it never is a good thing for anyone involved. But with the HR firm, we're there for our clients regardless of the time of day. So we've gotten these phone calls at 4 o'clock in the morning and as late as 10:30 at night. But the scam in particular is something that all of you need to know about, and that is a phishing expedition by very, very talented scammers.
What they're doing is they are calling businesses, and one business that we're aware of, they call them up to 20 times in one day. And they're just calling and asking random questions. One of them was, hey, I'm a friend of the business owner and I lost his business card and I need his name, his phone number, and his address. Not the business address, but his home address. Well, if he was a friend of the business owner, he would know that, right?
Right.
So they continue to just get one question at a time. They call in, ask a question. Then when they get enough information, they call into the business and they just randomly, whoever answers the phone, they tell the employee, hey, this business owner is in financial or tax trouble and the employee needs to take X amount of cash out of the cash drawers, go to a check cashing business and deposit that money into a Bitcoin account.
Now, usually we all know that any government agency is not going to call you and ask you to convert anything into Bitcoin. So I think we all need to be aware that the agencies are not calling you. Any issues are obviously going to be taken care of in writing, by mail, directly with the owners. They're not going to call and ask a random employee to take care of it for them.
Yeah, they'll never do that. And the thing that's frightening about that is they just need to get that one employee that will buy into the story and do it. And we know from personal experience it could happen, because it's happened to our family, where we had a family member, we walked into the house, and they're running around with the phone looking for their credit card because the IRS is going to come arrest them on Thanksgiving Day if they don't give them their credit card and for $5,000. You know, that's never going to happen. But they can, if they get the right person, it could very easily happen, and we know that that's happening. We've spoken to the Sheriff's Department about this, and right now in Ventura County, there's 4 active cases ranging from about $3,000 to over $14,000 that these people have managed to get so far.
So this is not petty cash. This is not a one-time thing. This is obviously something that's out there. And as employers, we want you to be vigilant. We want you to train your employees in how you want them to properly handle your cash. We also want you to remember that these are policies that are very important to you, because at the end of the day, everyone is working really hard to make everyone successful here in town. And you have people that are coming in that are essentially just robbing you. And they're using the people that you trust most to do it, which is your employees.
And it's really important. We've been advising all of our clients, please, please, please meet with your employees. Never, ever give out personal information about anybody. Not any employees or any owners. Just take a message and pass it on to your manager.
Let's be vigilant, Ventura. Now, speaking of growing, I want to bring on our next guest. This is someone who you all know and I know you love because her food is amazing. We've all had the pleasure of having a dinner, a meal, a drink, just a meeting, anything that we really want to be special at Piranos. Yours truly just celebrated her birthday and had my very own princess party there. And I have to tell you, I'm still talking about it. So, welcome Shannon Rice.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Thank you, Jeff and Rosanda, for having me.
Good morning. Well, it's a little interesting, right? You're here and you're going to talk about Piranos and everything that makes it special. But I think we all know a little bit about it. We want to know about you. We want to know about
Lord.
Oh, well, you know, we get to know Ventura. So, first and foremost, Shannon, your food, amazing. So what's the inspiration?
You know, just growing up in my household, it was always the gathering spot, the comfort after a long day, or, you know, that I miss that kind of family get together, chit chat over food, right? A lot of us identify with that. And it was so important to stick to that. And it's been a collaboration. So I do not by any means want to take all of the credit for the menu, but we are so proud of what we do. And it really starts with good product, caring about what you do. And I'm surrounded by this amazing team and really just the slow cook, you know, put some love into it. Do it like you do it at home. That's what I always tell people when they're there. I'm treating you like you're in my house.
Oh, I completely agree, because I have to tell you, your lasagna.
Oh,
I'm hoping grandma's not really listening, but I've said more than once, it makes hers look very, very bad. And she's Italian. So, you know, it's amazing. I wanted to kind of ask you, though, about Piranos in general. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more, like, why Piranos? Why that corner? Why that market?
Well, that was Jim and Linda's vision for so many years before I came on board, really to kind of bring back that original market vibe, have it be a community place for people to gather and have an experience and shop. And it's kind of just taken on this life. As you know, we opened right before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's just survival mode and recreating. And it's like writing a new business plan every week. And how are we going to survive this? And it's a tough business anyway. You know, it's a tough business to make margins if you're kicking butt right off the get. So throw in the COVID mix and all of that stuff. I mean, it's just been a struggle. And, you know, one of the misconceptions is everybody thinks, oh, it's open now. Everybody's fine.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. You still have all of that lost income, all of that struggle you have to make up for. And, you know, small businesses, we don't have those marketing dollars to just go nuts and to get the word out of everything that you do. And so it's always just being creative and with support of people like you, you know, who regularly come in and just have a meal. And all of those things matter, and tell their friends. And that's really, you know, a lot of small businesses, word of mouth. You know, we don't have $1,000 to put an ad out. And then how do you know, even know what your ROI is there?
Right.
So, you know, it's tricky. So it's really about community and giving back. And I think that, you know, one thing I'm most proud of with the family is even through COVID, we were still doing fundraisers for nonprofits and donating back a portion of the proceeds on our spaghetti dinners. This, because that is why we're doing this. If you're in this business to make money, you're in the wrong business.
You're in the wrong town.
Yeah, it's true. True. So it's really about just being a part of the community and enjoying what you do. I mean, we spend over a third of our lives at work, driving to, at work, there. So if you don't like what you're doing, it's going to affect the rest of your life. So you've got to have some sort of inner drive and passion and enjoyment for what you're doing.
And it shows in the food that you serve. It's like Rosandra said, it's absolutely delicious. But I'll tell you, my favorite thing, and I just got to know, is your Caesar salad dressing. Are you guys making that fresh in the restaurant?
Yes. We make all of our sauces and dressings in-house.
Absolutely.
That Caesar, it's one of my favorites.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I just love that. But I know during COVID, we tried to come in on a pretty regular basis on Fridays to order your family meals.
Mm-hmm.
And those are still available, aren't they?
Yes. Yes. And I'm about to release a whole new catering program. Even with lunches to go, we're going to start a little lunch and a latte where you can pick it up. It's going to be like this really good thing you pick up on the way to work in the morning. It's in this great microwavable container, and just take it to work and you get a little coffee. Lunch and a latte. I love alliteration. You will see that everywhere. I just love it.
Lunch and a coffee. Wow.
Yeah. So we're always, again, still trying to be creative and stay relevant and get exposure. Because we're so blessed with the feedback that we get. I know we're doing something right because we get so much positive response. We need more people to know about it. So I'm confident in what we do, and my team is just amazing. And so I just want to get our product out there, and then you can see for yourself.
Now, during COVID, was Piranos one of the restaurants that partnered with World Central Kitchen to provide meals?
Yes. We were doing that for quite some time, and then it kind of transferred. It was first responders and all of our hospital workers. Then it transformed into the senior program, which unfortunately is ending next week. That has really sustained a lot of our employees. It let us keep our employees employed. You know, there aren't huge margins on those things, as we all know, but we were happy to do it. Again, another great way to service our community. And so that's a real kind of kick in the gut that's ending. But we were so blessed to be a part of it for so long. And, you know, we never, with the way things are going, I mean, who knows?
Who knows? But you also mentioned during the break that you have a city center connection. Tell us about that.
So I do love Jim Duran and his program and what he does for our community. And we, when we first opened, we had hired a mother of, I think she had four children, and had really had some hard times that you had mentioned, Jeff. And she was just amazing. And it was a great program. And she actually left Piranhas to go back to school because she wanted to get in the medical field. I mean, just driven and just, but she was always so grateful for Jim and the program, for what it did for her life. She could not have done that on her own. Single mother of four? I mean, that's insane. So without those resources, and it was a game changer. But you look at people like her and you see that success story because they naturally have that drive, right? They just need a little bit of help, which when do we all not need that at some point in our life? So to see her just grow and grow, outgrew us, but we were happy to see her, you know, take that next step. It was amazing. So City Center for sure. They're amazing.
So what's next for Piranhas?
Okay. Well, we're starting to do more of the private events during the week. So again, back to our partnerships with local nonprofits. Because I'm not doing dinner during the week right now, so Monday through Thursday actually is available for private events, fundraisers, corporate happy hours, whatever you want. And then hopefully in September, we will be full liquor license instead of just beer and wine. So we'll have some Italian specialty cocktails, some basics. We're not going to build this huge big bar right away, you know, kind of let it do its thing and tell us what we need to do to modify. But I think that because we have this beautiful outdoor space, I mean, it's just so relaxing, and you've got the mission, you've got the ocean behind you in the park. I mean, to sit out there, have a Bloody Mary on a Sunday, then a mimosa. Yeah, no.
You're singing my song right now.
Yeah. And I have to, you know, we got to tweak it a little bit and have it be something a little extra special. Because
naturally,
that's what we do.
Naturally.
Right?
Well, everything you do is extra special. So one of the things that maybe people don't know is about your charcuterie plates. Amazing. I want to tell you a story that we got it for Thanksgiving, and we had every intention to kind of nibble on it throughout the entire day. And we sat down and ate that whole thing. And then we looked at each other and said, oh, my God, we still have Thanksgiving dinner to eat. So we kind of put off Thanksgiving dinner, but we were very grateful and very happy that we had done that, because for us, being able to support you and being able to really support Ventura was something that we've been doing nonstop. COVID has struck a lot of people. For us, it has meant nonstop work, but more importantly, it's meant nonstop support for everybody that we touch. And it has been an honor and a privilege to be there for you in Piranhas.
Thank you both. You guys have been there from the get, and I love charcuterie. That is my art.
It's definitely an art.
It's so fun, and it's easy to do on the same way. You just nosh, and the next thing you know, it's gone, and you're like, what just happened?
Well, I often tell Jeff, somebody ate my food.
Yeah.
It's not me.
It's not so easy to do, because it takes a skill to get it on the plate and look good.
And we've been doing more custom ones, which is fun. For birthdays, we make like a big 60 out of prosciutto roses and things like that. So I love all that
idea stuff.
Just call me. I love doing the little personal touches.
Of course.
I mean, I did wear a tutu on your birthday.
You did. And I was kind of on the edge. Should I wear a tiara on the air? I mean, no one's really going to see it. But I told Jeff, I'm going to find a way to make sure people know. You went above and beyond. Pink tutu and everything.
It was so fun. It was so fun.
One more question that I had for you before we wind this down, because we could just talk to you all day. I see on Facebook that you've been working with Seuss Montgomery on some recipes. Are any of those recipes going to find the way onto your menu?
It already has.
They have.
It is the pasta carbonara.
Oh.
So, I mean, of course, she's a brilliant chef, an amazing woman. So to even be able to spend a little bit of time with her is just like, I'm in awe of everything she's accomplished. But I wanted something that was unique that you can't really get anywhere, right? Everybody's doing spaghetti and meatballs. Everyone's doing that stuff. So, you know, what can we do and with her guidance that you can't really find anywhere? And pasta carbonara, it's a simple classic thing, but you can scramble those eggs in 2 seconds if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So she had given the recipe and come in a couple times, and, you know, we worked with the staff to execute it properly, and I think we have a home run with
Fantastic.
Her guidance, but it's delicious. I mean, tell me how you all had it. I think it was 5 orders went out to the same table. So, yeah, she's amazing.
Back.
And
I'm hearing a date night.
I'm hearing a date night.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, and I'm hearing pasta carbonara.
Tomorrow,
on
date
the,
night?
Yeah.
You heard it here. We're going to be there.
Perfect. We've got great music tomorrow, too.
Yeah, we can't wait to come back out again.
Well, thank you both.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Fun with HR, brought to you by Atharva Workforce. You can reach the Tharvel workforce at 805-826-0033. Let the professionals at a Tharvel workforce find your next diamond in the rough.
If you have employees, then it is your responsibility to keep them safe. That means written rules and procedures and processes all in place. If you don't have an illness and injury prevention program, a COVID prevention program, safety program, or emergency action plan, you could have Cal OSHA knocking on your door with a notice of violation and fines in hand. But don't worry, you're not on your own. The HR firm can walk you through the safety maze to get your company compliant, all while helping you keep your employees safe. And remember, these need to be written and distributed to employees. They offer a complimentary one-hour consultation for new clients. As your local HR consultant, they're just a phone call away. For more information, contact them at info@thehrfirm.com or at 805-835-3476. The HR Firm, because if you have employees, you have issues. Finding people to add to your team can be difficult when you don't know where to start. Do you even have a job description? Do you know how much you should be paying them? Do you even know where to find the right people for your team? Let the professionals at a Tharvel workforce help you get started and find your next star employee. Spend time on your business, not searching for that new star employee. Call a Tharvel workforce at 805-826-0033.
Welcome back to Fun with HR, and we have with us as our final guest today a good friend of ours, Derek Duncan. He's like, to me, the Renaissance man, because he does a little bit of everything. He does tech by day, he does hip-hop by night, he does pizza wherever he could find it. I mean, you know.
I need to hear more about the pizza.
You need to hear more?
I have to be honest.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go now, I say, there's pizza. I bet Derek has eaten it.
Probably.
So that's where we're going to start, Derek.
Yeah, let's start with some pizza.
Pizza. Why
yes.
Pizza?
You know, I think pizza, ever since you're a kid, you know, you just love pizza. Who doesn't love pizza? You know, and just thinking about it, too, like I'm a pretty simple eater. I'm like a little kid eater, you know, so pizza has been able to help me survive all throughout everywhere I've been. You know, you can go to pretty much any like ethnic background type of area and there's pizza there. So while I really only eat, you know, like hamburgers, you know, and pizza.
Nothing
it's
wrong.
Always there for you. So, you
best
know.
Pizza ever. Where was it?
Whoa. I don't know if I'm allowed to actually comment on that, but the best pizza I've
Give
had.
Give me your top three.
The best pizza I've had recently here in Ventura, I just love Fluid States pizza, the sourdough pizza. There's a lot of different combinations of it, but the sourdough pizza is really good there. And then I would say also, too, if we want to hop over to Thousand Oaks, they got a spot out there called Parma.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good. They do Neapolitan, but the Detroit-style pizza is super duper good. And then, you know, they got a spot called Patsy's up in Santa Barbara on State Street. So P-A-T-X-I. And they serve a really traditional Chicago-style pie pizza. Super duper bomb.
Okay. What is a Detroit-style pizza?
Detroit-style pizza. I don't want to throw you guys off, but, you know, shout out to Little Caesars, but you know how Little Caesars has the square pizza?
Yes. Uh-huh.
But around the edges, it's that caramelized crust.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Detroit-style pizza.
Okay.
It looks like a Detroit-style pizza, you know? And it's good for the value right there at Little Caesars, but up at Parma, they make a really authentic style Detroit-style pizza.
When I was going to college in Minnesota, that's the way they cut the pizzas in Minnesota. And I always thought, man, that's really weird because you get these pieces where you don't have crust to grab onto. You know, when you cut it like we normally do here, you always have the crust to hold.
Yeah.
Over there, you get the pieces in the middle and you got sauce and cheese all over your fingers. But I guess that's what makes it good because you can lick your fingers after you're done. And
yeah, you just stick your pinky out and break your fork out, you know, and, you know, you can.
Oh.
eat it like that.
No,
wait,
we don't.
Wait,
no,
did
no,
I
no.
just
we,
hear
we do
something?
Not, no.
Oh my goodness, I'm tethered. I swear. I get teased at home all the time because I will eat my pizza with a fork and knife. So does
it's
Dad.
It's all good. It's all good.
As and you taste it, and then there's Mom and Jeff there going, "No, pizza. Pick it up with your hands. Make sure you're. It's like caveman style.
It's finger food. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, do it that way. You can do it as long as it gets in your mouth and satisfies you.
I don't know about that.
Okay, Derek, you've given us some spots in the local area, but we know you're a world traveler and you've had pizza everywhere.
Yeah.
So your best pizza ever anywhere in this world?
Well, it's kind of hard to say once again, but we took a trip out to Barcelona, and it was one of our first pizzas on what we're calling the worldwide pizza tour, you know, because I was kind of scared, too. What do they have to eat in Barcelona, uh-huh. you know? So I don't know. There's a lot of fish. I'm not really into fish or anything like that. So pizza, you know that they have it there. So we had like a it was a sausage pizza. It was a different type of sausage. I couldn't really explain how they put it together, mm-hmm. But it was like an Italian sausage. But they had pimentos on there and green olives. They kind of snuck them in there on me, too.
Like
but it
vegetables.
Was really, yeah. Yeah, they snuck those in on me. But it was really good, and it had a different type of red sauce. I mean, it was probably the best pizza I had. And then in Italy, they have a lot of pizzas that you see in the windows that are more of the French bread pizzas. But Barcelona, I would say, is a spot. Sorry, Italy.
Okay, Barcelona. Well, I guess we got to plan a trip to Barcelona, too,
well,
now.
Definitely. When I was in Italy, it was the first time I had seen the square-cut pizzas as well. But that's also the first time where I saw vegetables put on pizzas that I personally would have never thought of it at the time. Asparagus, artichokes. I mean, some of those things that you kind of go, I just don't know if somebody that loves pizza would really consider this a pizza. But it was great. And I had a pizza place right across from the pensione where I stayed at. Mm-hmm. And it pretty much, I get what you're saying, because I survived on pizza. It was cheap, very, yeah. very much. I was a student. I couldn't exactly afford, you know, a 5-course meal. And I love that they were open at, you know, 2:00 in the morning. Don't tell Mom I was out that
Ooh.
Late. I know. Shh. Our secret now, Ventura. And, yeah, they were open at 6:00. I mean, they had pizza everywhere. They had breakfast pizzas. They had, you know, lunch pizzas. I mean, they had pizzas of all kinds. And I came home, and I was talking to everyone about them. And they thought I was nuts that there was that much of a variety on pizza. And I said, oh, you don't know. I think pizza is the one language that we all speak. And you just said that. Everywhere
Everybody.
You've gone, you've had pizza. So that's so glad.
I eat more than pizza.
I know.
Eat hamburgers too.
Yeah, that's the next segment. You know, we're going to talk about hamburgers in the next segment. You know,
and the bomb lasagna too at Piranha's. That's super bomb.
Oh yeah.
While listening to Angelo sing outside.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is my favorite day.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Derek brought up sourdough pizza, and you know we make a pretty mean sourdough pizza in our house.
No, you don't.
Oh yeah.
Yes,
no, you
we
don't.
Do.
Prove it.
We're gonna have to invite Derek over for pizza.
So if you're following Jeff on Instagram, you'll see that we call it a breadogram because all he posts is about his bread.
Jeff.
Bread. Nothing but bread. And one of the things that we've discovered is he does all kinds of things that, at least in our household, we didn't realize you could do with sourdough.
Whoa.
So speaking of, for Saturday or Sunday, we will have what we like to call tortillas, but Jeff calls them...
They're basically just a flatbread.
Okay.
If you're familiar with the sourdough process, every day you have to feed your mother, but that means you have to discard some. And I just saw on YouTube one day this guy took his discarded mother and just threw it in a pan and made what looked like to me a pancake. Rosandra and her mom and dad call it a tortilla. So I said, I could do that and I don't have to throw this stuff away. So I collect it during the week and then on Saturday or Sunday I just make a bunch of these tortillas. And
so think of it this way. One of those sourdough flatbreads, my mom's black beans that she does from scratch. Then we put scrambled eggs, with anything we want in it, whether it's tomatoes, asparagus, you know, the veggies. That's
good
how
stuff.
We get
good
them
stuff.
In.
It's healthy.
And that's breakfast.
There you go.
But if you think about it, it's a pizza.
Pretty much it is.
Kinda.
It's a pizza.
Pretty much.
That's a stretch.
Yeah. But then we do make pizza as well. And you know, Jeff doesn't like pineapple on anything, including pizza. So that's the struggle.
I'm sorry. Pineapple is the complete legit topping for your pizza.
Oh, thank you.
Derek,
thank
you used to be a good friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Shannon agrees. No pineapple.
I have
pineapple.
To say that it gives it that little thing, right? No Italian would ever put pineapple on their pizza. Totally get it. My grandmother looks at it and kind of goes, oh my God, don't tell anybody you're my kid. But I love pineapple and I love the ham. And it's
legit. And if you don't it, you can't go to Hawaii anymore. Sorry, guys.
I guess I don't get to go.
You don't get to go. Looking for a companion.
Wait a minute. But, you know, Derek is more than just pizza.
Yes.
We don't want all of Ventura to think that Derek is only pizza. You have a very thriving hip-hop career going on here too, right?
You know, like I'd like to say, it's a public service that I do, you know, for the 805 mm-hmm. Central Coast, the area between LA and the Bay. And it's something that I hold really dear to my heart, to be able to be in a position to help out with a lot of the upcoming artists and help them get their music out in a variety of different ways, whether it's on the internet or on radio. It's been a real good honor to be able to participate with a lot of these artists. So I've been doing it for probably about, you know, I'm only 19, but I've been doing it for about 25 years now.
Yeah, you're like me. I'm only 20, but.
Yeah, you know, and things have changed throughout the time. I started out kind of before the internet, you know, when it first started, you know, to see how things have changed now with social media and doing videos off your phone and Instagram and everything like that too. So it's been a wild adventure.
Well, I was on your website yesterday checking it out, and mm-hmm. you actually have a lot of information on there. And you guys do a lot of events. Are you doing mainly local events, or are there things that you do outside of the area?
Yeah, you know, my main goal with all the hip-hop stuff is to not only help artists get their music played and let people hear it, but I say to get them out of here, you know, get them out of here. You know, it's you know, people that start out in the music careers, maybe they do it on a local level to, you know, to show people locally that they know how to do it. But ultimately, a lot of these artists, they're trying to get their music out to other places. So the events that we do here, yes, they're in promotion of artists so people locally can find out more about their music, but also to take these artists that we're doing and try to get them in other markets. So events, whether they're in Los Angeles or they're in Texas, they're in New York, just doing all we can to help them spread their music further than this area, than the Central Coast.
So who's your greatest success story?
Well, I'll tell you, as of recent, there's an artist that, you know, I got his music many, many years ago. He was the type of artist that wasn't the usual suspect, the guy you see on all the flyers, all the shows. Really talented, plays piano, plays the drums. Who do you know that can play the drums and sing at the same time? You know, mm-hmm. Really super talented, member of his church band and everything. And this guy now, he has his own, like, Amazon Alexa commercial. Oh. Big hitters like Dr. Dre. They've scooped him up to try to produce albums and stuff with him. And the cat's name is Anderson .Paak. And this kid, he's done a lot. And he's still continuing to do a lot for our community here. And just to be able to be one of those DJs, the type of DJ I was always like, we need to play the music first, you know? And when I start getting his music, it just was a clear-cut distinction between a lot of other music I've heard, and started playing it. And just before even anybody really knew him, you know, that I take a lot of pride in being a part of that. The cat's talented on his own. He's really exploded the block with his talent. So mm-hmm. Anderson .Paak is probably going to be the one of the ones I'd say, like, is one of the biggest names that I've had a chance to work with.
Okay, and your website is?
You can go to www.805hiphop.com. And then also, too, you know, people, you can join our event page on Facebook. Just type in Word on the Streets Radio. That's the radio show that I work on. And, you know, they can tune in right there and learn more about the scene.
And what's your radio show?
Radio show, Word on the Streets Radio. It's Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight. And it's focused around the local hip-hop scene and beyond. So I play independent hip-hop music, do interviews with the artists that come on the show, then also let people know what the word on the streets is, you know, like shows, events, stuff that's happening. And, you know, artists promoting music, you know, meet and greets and stuff like that, too. So we do that on KCSB. It's a privilege. It was a station that I was going to when I was like 15. We would go up to Isla Vista with our rap buddies and DJ buddies. And over at the station, there was a cat, shout out to T-Stone, you know, and Tim Stone. He's a teacher now at Santa Barbara City College. They will let us on air. Can you believe that? They would let us put hands on the turntables and people rap on air. And it was a great resource. And I think what I do is like I'm carrying the torch for T-Stone, you know, and just continue that vehicles for these artists to be able to do their thing and get their name out there.
Okay. that's really cool. I really enjoyed spending some time on your website. I've never been on there, even though I've known you for how many years now?
Not years. Yeah. 15 years.
Yeah, probably about that. But how I really first got to know you was through your business, Tech Assistant Group.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that and how you got into tech?
Well, I'll tell you, TAC Computers, that's my computer company. I do on-site and remote computer support for homes, residences, businesses. The way I got into tech in general, a long time ago, I bought this computer, right? And it was like $2,400.
Whoa.
With a printer, though, okay? It came with a printer. And I bought it on credit. It was going to take me like my life. I'm still paying it off right now, you know. No, I'm just kidding.
But you have the printer.
Like a
student
loan.
I still got the printer. It still works good, you know. But
Dot Matrix?
Yeah. It was kind of right after Dot Matrix.
Whoa.
So people know what Dot Matrix is. But it didn't have a big hard drive. I was doing graphics. Filled it up. I was like, oh, I need more room. I started deleting files. I restarted it, didn't start up. This is before I knew about computers. I took it back to the place. Hey, what's going on with this computer? You know, like, is it broke or what? So they patiently showed me what I did, you know, how I deleted files that the computer need. And so then they charged me like $300 to fix it. And at the time, you know, I was kind of struggling. I was working at a movie theater. And I was like, wow, I think I'm in the wrong business. And a projectionist there at the time, that was actually a career that you could have, a projectionist.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, well, you know, what is it that you really want to do? And I said, well, I work in graphics. But he's like, but there's not a lot of jobs doing graphics. And he says, well, here's all these different things that you could do with computers. So he's the one that pretty much, you know, kind of convinced me to get into, you know, supporting computers, like, in a business, on a network, and that's kind of where I really, that sparked the flame for me to say, all right, you know what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to go to school, I'm going to learn how to fix computers and be like an admin in a corporate environment, you know. So that's kind of what made me do it, you know, just seeing how the career that was there versus the career that I had at the time, you know. And I say, hey, this is something I think that I'd like to do, so that's what made me get started.
And I know you're only 19, but you've been doing this for how long now?
25. I met Benjamin Button, and he started sending me backwards, you know.
I gotcha.
So TAC Computers right now, TAC Computers, the company, I'm on my 15th year of TAC Computers, and over 25 years of experience total.
I know when the HR firm first got our offices, we got an office in a building where Derek was the admin over the building's network.
Yeah.
And one day we're in there working, he comes running in, shut your computers down until I could come back. There's a virus in the building. I go, oh my God. You know?
Viruses.
So we shut him down. But I mean, that just goes to show how on top Derek is on the networks that he's managing that, you know, literally not even a minute after the virus came into the system, he had everybody shut down and was doing everything he could to remove it. So I just think that's fantastic customer service.
Yeah, thank you. I realize, like, with computers and businesses today, you know, computers run everything in your business, in most businesses, you know. And without the computer, you'll see that it'll just shut your business down. So on top of fixing computers while I'm there, I always try to encourage alternates, you know, mm-hmm. Different ways to run your business, at least know about it. Things like calculators and stuff like that are still helpful. You know,
backup.
What's a calculator?
And it's not
on your phone. It's on your phone too. But
I have to check that out.
But I know that how important it is, and so when I go out and I do work, I always keep that in mind when I'm doing work.
Awesome.
Where can we get the information for that?
So you can give me a call, 805-288-2256, or you can go on our website to techassistancegroup.com. Or, like I said, too, you can always join me on Facebook, too, as well. Pull up Tag Computers or Tech Assistance Group Ventura.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being
You're
here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I had total fun today. And, I'm going to have to, you know, visit all the places. Visit Piranha's again. You guys mm-hmm. were talking about the lasagna.
Yep.
And, I'm looking over at Spence, too. Man, the cat's yoked, man. You know, the 100,000 push-ups he's doing.
HR would not be happy with you right now.
That's really cool. Thank you again for having me.
Look away. So, Shannon, I want to bring you back. Thank you, Derek. So one of the things that I wanted to just go back to is the music. We mentioned Sunday night you have music. When else do you have music?
So right now... You want a little behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Give us the skinny.
So we were doing live music Friday, Saturday night, and then Sunday day. So, but I'm getting mixed reviews. I know. So I'm not quite sure. Oh, I've been talking to Dad and Linda about it. Maybe it's just Friday night and then Sunday day. Nobody's upset about it on Sunday day, mm-hmm. right? That's like, let's chill out, listen, and have a mimosa. But I think Saturday night crowd is a little more like, we're here to have a really nice dinner and a nice glass of wine. We get a lot of L.A., Santa Clarita on that night. So I don't know that they're as receptive. Hmm. Our Friday night groups are pretty receptive. So it's kind of like we're in that thing trying to figure out what to do. And it's you know, it's not like we're having full bands. It's like one person or two people.
Right.
But just if it's, you know, you're always watching the volume and you know how musicians are.
Yeah, Derek.
No, but it is. And so it's a real kind of thing to make sure that it's there. You hear it, but you're still able to have a conversation at your table.
Right.
So we'll figure it out. It may just be Fridays and Sundays now. We don't know. We don't know what we're doing yet.
I know when we were there on Sunday, I didn't find the music loud at all.
No, it was great background music.
Yeah. And it's always great to go somewhere and have background music, so I'm kind of surprised by that.
I know. And so you'll see, like, the whole back half of the terraza, like, filled with
as far away from the music.
Correct. And right. But then we always have a few tables that request to be right up in the music, so it's kind of that juggle. So maybe we take just one night and do a break. And not have it, but I don't know yet. We're still on the fence. A few more discussions. But we love to support our local musicians, too.
Of course.
So that's part of the whole gig, right? We all have to stick through this together. And
yeah. The musicians really, they got hurt during COVID because mm-hmm. they were really out of business.
Right. And that whole thing, you had to be a single person or it had to be a
couple.
No dancing, and you know, if I spit when I sing, so I can't be next to you, so you have to be 20 feet away, so people are like out in the street playing for a patio. It was a mess. It's a hot mess.
We saw a couple of people post online that they were having concerts off of their balconies with people at the bottom, and I thought, that's awesome. I want to live in a neighborhood where we have like those types of concerts.
Right?
Yeah, it didn't happen. But that's, as a musician, you have to figure out a way to get your art out there. You have to figure out
Correct.
Who's going to listen to you.
Correct. And that was when I first came to Ventura. I just remember live music everywhere. I remember Zoe's.
Yes.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
just, it was just, I was captured. two things. Live music, the thrift stores, and the guy that walked around selling flowers for $5. I'm like, I'm in, and I moved here. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all I needed. It was just that kind of vibe. But now you see it. Really, everybody's doing live music.
Yes.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, you can't walk up and down Main Street without hearing it all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, which maybe is why they want certain type of music at a certain volume, because you want to be able to hear what's in front of you and not what's two doors down.
Sure.
So that makes sense.
And I'm so glad we're on the end for that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine in the middle of like California, where you've got three different establishments all playing music outside at the same time. So you're hearing like five songs, it's rough for them in that regard.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's how you also, back to Spence's point, you tend to listen and you appreciate something new.
Yeah, true.
Well, we'd like to thank our guests today, Spence and Shannon Rice and Derek Duncan, for coming on to our
so fun.
Very first show. When we were putting this together, it was, who are we going to have? And we want people that we truly, love and care about to come on for our first show. So we are very grateful that all three of you were able to come on. I know Spence was kind of captive, but, he didn't have to talk if he didn't want to. But Rosandra, it was really great. That's an hour.
I can't wait till next week.
Next week is going to be fantastic.
You guys are naturals. You made it so easy and comfortable. This show is going to be so successful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to feature Ventura.
Our guests next week are going to be Jim Duran from City Center and a young entrepreneur, Anthony Solis, with Garage Door Mechanics. See you all next week.